In Northern California's Redwood National Park, history is being washed away. Each year, storms erode the park's coastal bluffs, and that means Native American artifacts are falling into the Pacific. Jess Burns of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports that the storms have been intensifying with climate change.
It's the kind of foggy day you'd expect at Redwood National Park on the Northern California coast. The headlands are shrouded in mist, and the gray-blue ocean churns against the shore.
So this place is called Sheen Yeth Shri, the summer place. Sheen Yeth Shri.
Santaye Steinruck is a member of the Talawa Dene Nation and a tribal heritage preservation officer. Her ancestors hunted and fished around what used to be a small village on the site.
Knowing that our ancestors derived from this place, I mean, it's beautiful here. It has a name for a reason, you know, a summer place. And we have that connection with the environment, I think, and knowing exactly where we come from.
But now the buried remains of that village are washing away. Redwood National Park archaeologist Michael Peterson says in this spot, the cliffs have eroded about 3 feet since 2007. He connects the recent intensity and frequency of winter storms to global climate change.
I've seen whole logs, redwood logs, laying up on top of the rocks that are like 12 feet above the high tide level. You can tell how big the storm, the waves were.
Standing on the bluff, Peterson pulls out a series of old photos and maps, or GIS data, of the cliffs. He does a quick visual comparison with the land before him and sees evidence of a fire pit that wasn't visible previously. Immediately, Steinruck gets in a friendly jab.
He loves maps, so we'll let him, like, totally geek out on that.
I love maps. They're so handy, but a day without GIS for me is like a day without bread or water, you know?
And we just let him have that.
This easy rapport has come through years of collaboration between Redwood National Park and local tribes to stabilize the ground at the old Talawa Village site. They've built fences and trails to keep visitors out of erosion-prone areas. They've laid down jute fiber to hold the ground and encourage vegetation. But it's difficult to hold back the ocean. And at heavily used sites like this one, national park visitors themselves present an additional challenge, says Peterson.
Any place where you have, you know, historic or prehistoric activity in combination with climate change and erosion, you will have an increased amount of artifacts coming to the surface.
That's made looting easier. The parks and tribes are working to increase their presence here, but funding is short. Up until now, the archaeological philosophy of the park at the village site has been keep it in the ground, largely out of respect to tribal members like Steinruck and her ancestors. But climate change may force them to reconsider that approach.
How do we maintain their resting spots to where they're not disturbed? Or how do we address them in a way that's culturally appropriate? And so for me, that's a heavy burden I think a lot of us have to bear because we have to look at that reality of it.
The reality is, despite all the park's efforts, the summer place is still eroding. And the park and tribes may soon need to decide if they should study the village site more intrusively before it washes away. For NPR News, I'm Jess Burns in Redwood National Park.